This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And on the line with us right now is former Texas Rangers third baseman and current Sportsnet New York commentator Todd Zeal. Todd, how's it going today, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
Well, it's baseball season, so we're getting pretty ramped up right now. My co-host doesn't believe that baseball season starts until opening day, but I think spring training is very important. Your thoughts?
I can see both sides of that because as a player, I never really liked going to spring training. It was like, time of the year that you're excited to get it back going, but then you're there for 5 days and your body's sore and you're like, all right, can we get to the real stuff already? So I get it. Baseball season starts when the lights go on and it's opening day. But for a lot of fans, I think this kicks off what seems to be, okay, winter's over, summer's coming, and let's get ready.
So Zach Greinke said he just learned recently that some of these reporting dates weren't mandatory, and that almost made my brain explode. I didn't know that either. Is this not known by all baseball players?
No, it's not. And it's so funny that Zach decided to take advantage of that this year at this point in his career. I guess there's probably something in the CBA that says that you can't hold guys mandatorily for more than X amount of days. So when they say pitchers and catchers report, I guess it is voluntary. I learned something new from Zach this year. And, it's just, He's a funny guy. He's a quirky, funny guy, and he decided, oh well, you know what? I'm going to be ready when it's opening day, so I'll take an extra 3 weeks at home with the family.
Todd Zeal joining us right now on 105.3 The Fan. Todd, I have this question. It's based off the Astros and this season. You've had thousands of major league at bats. There had to be a few times going up where you thought or knew you were going to get hit. How tough is it to step into a batter's box with possibly that in the back of your mind that I'm possibly going to get hit right now?
That's a really good question because and that's something that nobody's asked me at this point. But there were times when I walked into the box and I didn't know, but I had a feeling that somebody was going to be coming after me, whether it was just because of the heat of the game or something that had happened on the field. And it is a little bit intimidating. I mean, those guys out there, have the weapon in their hands, and there's some hard throwers, and nobody likes to get hit by the baseball, but it's one of those things that it's inevitable. Everybody's going to get hit at some point if you have enough at bats, and it's something you kind of try to remove from your mind and make that the anomaly. But look, it's a good point going into this season because I think those guys down there in Houston are going to be on their toes a little bit because I think there's some guys that are going to want to have, sort of street justice, if you will, field justice, instead of, what came down from the commissioner's office, which was nothing really for the players. So I think there's going to be some policing done on the field this season.
Were you surprised by the reaction of all the players coming to spring training? Because just as a former player, Todd, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't know that the other players were going to be this mad at what happened.
I'm totally with you on that. I think, and especially because it was a bit of a delayed reaction because nobody was in spring training yet. So when the news came down and there was a lot of media talking about it, the players weren't getting quoted at that point because they didn't have mics in front of them and cameras, in spring training. And so I have been a little bit surprised at how feverish some of the responses are, especially because, like Ortiz and Pedro kind of alluded to this. Hey, it's kind of one for all for one, and what happens in the clubhouse stays in the clubhouse, all that stuff. You've seen a different kind of tone take place this season, even more so than when there were guys that were, you know, using PEDs and some guys that weren't. You never had the kind of outward expression that you're seeing so far this season.
We got Todd Zeal joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I guess the big thing, and it's kind of becoming a bigger debate amongst our show because my co-host loves wrestling, so he loves conflict. Do you think this is good for baseball or bad because now there's a level of interest in somebody to hate?
I don't think it's good for baseball because I think that the Astros were sort of becoming that villainous team anyway because they were good and they were very confident on the field and they've been successful over the last few years and they seem to keep adding on to their list of talented players. So they are becoming a little bit villainous, and I think there may be some to the wrestling analogy, some point to the fact that had this come out about a team that wasn't in the World Series a couple of times in the last couple of years and didn't have a championship, but was doing it to try to get an advantage, I don't think it would have the same kind of reaction. This is a team that was, seen as winners and a little bit cocky. So this coming down on them has made them even a bigger villain. But overall, I think it's a black eye on baseball and something that I'm sure the commissioner and people within the game are going to hope to see start to dissipate as the season goes on and baseball gets back to a good product on the field.
Talk with Todd Zeal right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I know in just one second I do want to get to the Ultimate Rivals video game, but I also hope you appreciate how long I waited to ask this question. I want to go back to the summer of 2013 in hopes that you can talk to us about your trip to Scotland with Charlie Sheen to go find the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, wow, that was an interesting one. And that was, you know what, look, I had an interesting foray into film and television production when I left the game. One of those things that was on the good side of that is I produced a TV show called Anger Management starring Charlie. We became friends, and part of my responsibility, honestly, as a producer and executive producer of that show was to make sure that Charlie was, you know, focused and ready to go on set. It was a lot of grinding hours, and we had time off. We took things that were as far away from Hollywood as possible, and that was something that he had always said that he wanted to do, was get on a rowboat in Loch Ness and search for Nessie. So we jumped on a plane, went over there, and spent some time and had some amazing stories. And it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I laugh when I think about it because it almost seems surreal even to me now.
Todd Zeal joining the KNC Masterpiece with great Charlie Sheen stories right there for you. Nice work, Kevin, digging that one up. You started your career with the St. Louis Cardinals, and you played with the Rangers for a bit. Now, I don't know if you know what happened in Game 6.
Oh, my God,
Kevin,
Corey, shut
the
up.
Nelson Cruz moment. But has your heart always resided in with the Texas Rangers since then?
I am not just because I'm on this show, but I actually really loved my time in Texas as a part of the Texas Rangers. It was one of those unusual rocky seasons for me. I thought I was going to be a Dodger for a long time. Piazza and I get traded. And I was kind of the guy that was the back end of that deal with Mike for a bunch of those Marlins. And so when I got out of Florida, I knew I was being, brought there to be traded again. And when I went to Texas, I was excited to have a place to play. I liked that team. I knew that team had a lot of talented guys. And so my time there, I really enjoyed. And quite honestly, I was expecting to sign there long-term and stay a part of the Rangers. And Doug Melvin and, the organization at the time was, trying to figure out other ways to go. The Mets came to the table last minute very aggressively. I thought they had a better chance to win at that time because of what was going on in Texas. And I end up in New York, and, the rest is history. But I really loved my time in Texas. I loved being, in that South Lake Grapevine area. I think it's a great place to live and raise a family. And I always do have a fond recollection of my time there.
Kind of wish they'd have put a roof on that stadium before you were while you were here, though.
You know what? I never minded heat. That's one of those things that, you know, maybe I like now if I walk outside and it's humid and hot and I'm dressed for business, it bugs me and I'm annoyed and I don't like it too hot on the set when I'm trying to do TV. But as a baseball player, when it was summertime, I knew it was going to be hot and I welcomed the heat. So that never really bothered me in Texas. And they did a good job of trying to limit our time on the field pregame so that we had some energy, but it's easy to get loose and the ball flies. So those are two things that I remember about playing in hot days in Texas.
Todd, I'd love to know today's game. You cover the Mets, and Pete Alonso had an unbelievable rookie season, arguably one of the best or the best all time. And in your time, you had seasons where you had 20-plus home runs, 31 in 1997. If you were back in, 1987, 88, right before you made the major leagues, but now it's 2019, 2020, how different would your swing be from where you were developing your swing before you hit the major leagues, the way that now it's about home runs and kind of your power numbers rather than your batting average numbers?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that my swing would have been any different unless, and I think this is the part of that question that gets lost a little bit and is nuanced, is that because that started developing in these kids' early formative baseball years, with analytics and, swing plane and launch angles and all those things, I think these kids developed that swing so it was a natural swing for them. I did what was natural for me. I emulated Steve Garvey. I stood straight up and down, had my hands low, and tried to use the whole field. But, what you've seen over the history of this game is a lot of different swings where guys start differently and finish differently, but at the point of impact, it's kind of similar. And now you're just seeing a trend of the same thing, but with that emphasis on getting the ball in the air. There's enough evidence now that says if you hit the ball in the air, you got a better chance to score runs over the long term. I still miss some of the small ball and some of the nuanced piece of the strategy of the game that gets lost in this, but I think it's just a product of these kids learning this from the time they're learning to swing in Little League.
Can Pete Alonso be better than 260, 53 home runs in his second season?
If he is, it's a phenomenal feat because this kid's coming off a miraculous first season. He's got great, great potential. He's got a great approach. He's got a humble, solid head on his shoulders. And I think the thing that may be most impressive about him is that he wants to work and learn and get better. He wants to continually get better. He doesn't think that that is a ceiling for him. He thinks that's a great start, but he's looking to do more. So hard to say. I mean, it you always have in the back of your mind what was talked about a lot of the time during last year's season was the ball different. Was it flying out? Because it was flying out in an inordinate pace. He still bettered everybody else in the league and in baseball, but the ball was flying out of the ballpark. If that gets reset at some point, maybe 40 home runs is going to be, a great season. We'll have to see how it compares, but this kid's got a great, great future ahead of him, and he's a great kid to watch.
Now, one of the things we wanted to talk to you about, especially Ultimate Rivals, jumps to mind because my stupid co-host brought up the St. Louis Cardinals. What can you tell us about the Ultimate Rivals video game and what you got going on there?
Well, I was fortunate to get contacted by the CEO, Ben Friedland, almost 5 years ago, and he had this idea of an arcade action sports licensed game. We, amassed licenses from all the leagues and players, and we have Ultimate Rivals The Rink, which is the first in the platform that is a arcade action high-speed game, but the amazing and unique part of it is that you can cross the athletes from one sport into another. So you can play Wayne Gretzky and LeBron James against Alex Ovechkin and Alex Morgan. And it, harkens back to the days of like NBA Jam, but it's a sort of a modern mix of Rocket League meets NBA Jam with a little Street Fighter thrown in. So we're excited about it. It's out on Apple Arcade right now, and it's just the first in the franchise. We've got Ultimate Rivals, The Court, the basketball version coming out later this summer. And, you know, it's something that's new and unique and different and something I'm excited about.
Awesome. Thank you so much for giving us the update on that and obviously for talking Loch Ness Monster and baseball with us, too.
Oh, those are always, you know, you can always get a variety with me, right? Loch Ness Monster to Ultimate Rivals. You can't go wrong. But I appreciate you guys giving me the time today, and ultimaterivals.com if you want to learn more about it. And I'm sure this baseball season is going to unfold some interesting things.
We'll bring you on back for sure. Thank you so much, Todd.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Former Texas Ranger Todd Zeal.
He was a blast.
Did you know that about the Loch Ness Monster thing?
I remember it, but I know it wouldn't have been in my
Rolodex. You know who knew about that, right?
You did.
No, Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Of course Kavanaugh knew about it. Come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.